Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, May 8th, 2024. I'm Sarah Lane. The U.S. Department of Commerce confirmed to the Financial Times that it has revoked certain export licenses to Huawei. The Times sources say this will directly affect both Intel and Qualcomm, both of which sell semiconductors to Huawei for laptop computers and mobile phones. Reportedly, the Commerce Department notified the companies who are affected in the move, but that information hasn't been made public. Huawei already has restrictions on buying U.S. technology because at least some U.S. lawmakers say it conducts cyber espionage around the world. Huawei has repeatedly denied this. As a result of the revoked licenses, Intel said in a statement Wednesday it now expects its second quarter revenue to fall below the midpoint of the previously guided $12.5 billion to $13.5 billion range. Still within the range, but below the midpoint. Intel also said it continues to expect revenue and earnings per share to grow in 2024 from a year earlier. Reddit had a good quarter since going public back in March. Revenue rose 48% to $243 million from $163.7 million last year. Reddit also reported $222.7 million in ad revenue for the period. That's up 39% year over year. Reddit did report a net loss of $575.1 million, with stock-based compensation expenses and related taxes at $595.5 million around IPO expenses. The company says it expects revenue to keep rising in its second quarter between $240 and $255 million. At its Let Loose iPad event on Tuesday, Apple unveiled both a refreshed line of the iPad Air and new iPad Pros with OLED displays, M4 chips, and Apple's thinnest design ever. Because companies love to omit certain details, 9to5Mac wants us to note that Apple has removed the ultra-wide camera from the rear camera module altogether on the Pro. It also notes that with the performance jump of the 10-core CPU found inside the new M4 chip, which was highly touted by Apple at the event, that's exclusive to the 1TB or 2TB iPad Pro models. Lower storage iPads get an M4 chip, but with 9-core CPU, 10-core GPU, and 8GB of RAM rather than 16. Good reminder to always know the specs you need before you buy. Meta announced it's rolling out an expanded set of generative AI tools for advertisers. Now, in addition to being able to create different backgrounds for a product image, advertisers can also request full image variations of AI-inspired ideas for the overall photo, like riffs that update the photo's subject or product being advertised. Meta says it knows the feature could be abused by advertisers, who are looking to dupe customers into buying products that don't actually exist, but says it has strong guardrails in place to prevent its system from generating inappropriate ad content or low-quality images. Disney's Bob Iger told investors that the company will add select live sports and studio shows from ESPN to the Disney Plus service by the end of this year. This follows bringing Hulu content to Disney Plus and in advance of a standalone ESPN product to come in the autumn of 2025. ESPN will also be part of a combined sports offering with Fox and Warner Brothers Discovery to launch later this year. But unlike with Hulu, only some ESPN content will come to Disney+. Meanwhile, Disney says its streaming services are expected to be profitable by the end of the year. Reuters sources say that the U.S. Justice Department is looking into whether Tesla committed securities or wire fraud by misleading investors and consumers about its electric vehicle's self-driving capabilities. This includes its autopilot and full self-driving systems. These both can control steering, braking, and lane changes, but are not fully autonomous, says the DOJ, despite executives inside Tesla suggesting the cars drive themselves. Reuters also said a source passed along that the Securities and Exchange Commission, or SEC, is also investigating Tesla's representations about driver assistance systems to investors. The SEC declined to comment, as did the DOJ and Tesla itself. As expected, ByteDance filed a federal lawsuit on Tuesday, challenging the Protecting Americans from Foreign Adversary-Controlled Applications Act. That's a U.S. law that requires it to sell off TikTok USA or face a ban on the app's distribution in the U.S. ByteDance filed the suit in the Federal Appeals Court of Washington, D.C., and sought a court order to stop enforcement of the law, pausing the 9-month window the law currently is giving ByteDance to sell. The company claims a violation of the First Amendment, unlawful taking of private property, and unconstitutional legislative punishment. Congress is prevented from punishing companies or individuals by legislation. Courts have previously sided with TikTok against executive orders and state laws, but those cases left open the question of what effect a federal law might have. Finally, Google is doing away with needing a phone number to set up multi-factor authentication on its accounts. So, if you want to do that, you can go right to hardware keys or authenticator apps. This lets users avoid using the slightly less secure SMS method of getting that second factor. The changes are rolling out to all workspace and personal accounts now. The company also announced Google Threat Intelligence, which combines data from Mandiant, VirusTotal, and Google with Gemini 1.5 Pro generative models to identify and respond to threats more quickly. It can be licensed by companies as a standalone offering. It's also bundled into Google Security Operations. Google also announced the Pixel 8a, which is a cheaper version of the Pixel 8, with a full HD OLED screen, 120Hz refresh, a new Tensor G3 processor, starting with 256 gigs of storage for $500. Pre-order it now, and it will ship to you next week. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all headlines there as well. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.